Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Talton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Cater moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vidal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Vidal reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vidal moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahl. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Stahl steals second. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0 for 1 in the game. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stahl moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stahl scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vidal hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0 for 2 in the game. Talton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repos pinch runs for Tim Talton. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Repos moves to second. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof is walked intentionally. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Repos now playing first base. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cater. Davalillo scores. Alvis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Bill Davis. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Jose Vidal. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Jim Landis now playing right field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 3 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nasek now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Joe Askew. Duke Sims pinch hits for Larry Brown. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Jack Aker now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Hinton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner is walked intentionally. Colavito moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Salmon moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser now playing shortstop. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Del Crandallari Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.